Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and being glad in it. Amen. This is a good day. It is a great day to be alive. Amen. And we have to be prayed up. Amen. We have to make sure that we are continually seeking the face of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just thank God that we can come boldly to the throne of grace. We can come boldly to the throne of grace, asking God for whatever it is that we need according to his word. And the Bible says that we can believe and be confident of the fact that he will give us those things for which we ask. And I just thank God that he is faithful. I thank God that he is not a man that he should lie. I thank God that he is true to his word. and that the promises in Jesus Christ are still yea and amen. The promises in Jesus are still yea and amen. So I'm praising God today just because of who he is. My God, my God. Sometimes you don't even need any other reason to praise him other than the fact that he is God. My God, and that he is God in your life, and that he came into your life, just like he came into my life, to make a difference. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. Amen. So it is time to pray, and I'm just delighted that we have the opportunity to come before God and just give our petitions to him, telling him how wonderful he is, telling him how awesome he is, telling him how much we love him. You know, sometimes we just have to come and pour out our appreciation on the Lord, just showering him with our love. You just have to shower God with your love, and I just am so grateful that we have the opportunity to do that. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Amen. I was looking for a scripture. That's what I was doing. I was looking for a scripture, and I'm going to just allow Pastor Anthony to bring the scripture when he comes. But there was a scripture that I was looking for, and I don't see it. I don't see it, but I'm going to go ahead and open in prayer. And that pastor, I was looking for the scripture, and it's at 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. The one about prayer, I know it's in 1st John, was it 3:20? Or, come and pray, believing that whatever we receive, that God hears us, and that he would give us that for which we have prayed. 1 John 5. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's 1 John 5 that I was looking for. And here is the scripture. Thank you, Pastor. I looked at it, and it's underlined in my the 13th verse is underlined in my Bible, but it's actually the 14th verse. But I'm going to start reading from the 13th verse. 1 John 5, starting with verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Amen. And that's the scripture that I was looking for. And that's just, it's just a powerful, powerful scripture to be reminded. It's for you to be reminded that when you are praying and you feel like God doesn't hear, when you are seeking for God and you feel like he's not there or he's not listening to you, know that if you pray anything according to God's will, that he does hear you. And that he guarantees that he will give you the petitions for which you are asking. And that's why we pray. That's why we come before the throne. That's why we come to God, giving him our petitions, because we serve a God that hears us. We serve a God that is paying attention to us. Amen. And no matter how long it is that you have been waiting, continue to trust and believe. That's all I ask you to do today. Continue to trust and believe that God hears you, that he has a desire to answer your prayer, and that he will answer your prayer, and that he is able. Amen. That God is able to do all things but fail. So let us go before the Lord, and just with a spirit of expectancy, let's expect God to move in our situations. Amen. So let us pray. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God. Oh, God, you are worthy to be praised. Lord, we come before you, hallelujah, seeking your face on today, God. We come to tell you that we love you. We come to worship you. We come to magnify your name. We come to glorify your name. We come, oh, God, to exalt your name on high. Lord, you are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor. You are worthy of all the praise, God, and we praise you on today, God. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, we could not praise you enough, oh God. We praise you, God. We praise you. We worship your name. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. We thank you for this day, God. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it, oh God. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your glory. We thank you, Lord, for your favor upon our lives, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand upon our lives, God. We thank you for your power, God, that is working in our lives, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your plan, God. You have a plan. We thank you, Lord, that you have a plan for us, oh God, to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future, God. So, Lord, we thank you for your plan, God. Your marvelous plan over our lives, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your provision, oh God. We thank you for your protection, God. You said in your word that you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us, but you are always with us, God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are with us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. And we praise you on today. We exalt your name, oh God. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your marvelous plan for our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you're always with us. You said in your word that you never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you that you're always with us, God. We thank you, Lord, that your hand is always upon our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you think good thoughts towards us, God, thoughts to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future, yes, oh God. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, and we praise you on today, God. We worship you on today, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for dying on the cross. We thank you, Lord, for the death of Jesus Christ on Calvary, oh God, sacrificing your son Jesus, oh God, so that we will have life and have that life more abundantly, God. Oh God, we love you today. We praise you on today. We thank you that no weapon formed against us can prosper, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that we are the top and not the bottom, yeah, oh God. Lord, we thank you that we are above and never beneath, oh God. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that 1,000 can fall on our right side and 10,000 on our left, oh God. Yeah. But it won't come near us, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for a hedge of protection that you have around our houses. Ha, we thank you, Lord, for every need being met, God, according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that our seed is blessed. We thank you that our children are blessed, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for promotion, God, coming from the east, the west, the north, and the south, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for New Creation Christian Ministries, the church, yes, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for keeping our feet from slipping. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us in the land of the living. Oh Lord, I thank you, Lord, for my mother, God, Mother May Thomas, God. Oh God, thank you for healing her body. Oh God, thank you for healing her of the flu, God. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, for restoring her health, oh God. Lord, we thank you on today, God. Oh God, hallelujah, that she's feeling better, God. We thank you, Lord, for divine healing in her life, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that by your stripes she is healed, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, for even, Father God, giving her an appetite back. We thank you, Lord, for taking away the body aches. We thank you for taking away the pain, God. We thank you, Lord, for taking away the cough, taking away the congestion in her chest, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are a mighty God. You are an awesome God. You are a magnificent God, and we love you, Lord. We bless your name. We magnify your name today, God.
Yes.
Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you on today, God. For the breath in our lungs, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Evangelist Elizabeth Page, God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand of healing upon her life, God. We ask, God, that you continue to heal her, God.
Yes.
We ask that you continue to restore her, oh,
yes,
God. We ask, God, hallelujah, that you keep her mind, God, stayed on you, God. Lord, we come against the plan of the enemy, God. Oh, God, even trying to distract her, God. Even trying to come and take her praise, God. We thank you, Lord, that nothing can take her praise, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, continue to watch over her. Oh, God, even as she goes through therapy, God, continue to keep your hand upon her, God. Continue, Lord, to keep her praise in her mouth, God. Continue, Lord, to encourage her, God.
Yes.
Oh, God, with your spirit, God, your precious Holy Ghost, God, that lives on the inside of each and every one of us, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Papa.
Thank you, Lord.
And we praise you, God. We worship you, oh, God. We magnify your name, Lord. Holy Spirit, we ask, Father God, that you will just take over your church. Take over New Creation Christian Ministries. Take over every church that's open in your name, God. Lord, bless your church like never before, God. Lord, you have a remnant, God. There are some people at New Creation, God. Oh, God, that are in love with you, oh, God. Lord, we love you like Lord, Lord, with an everlasting love, oh, God. Lord, we love you, oh, God, and we bless your name on today. Oh, Jesus, we love you too much. We love you so much, God. Oh, God, we can't even love you enough, oh, God. Hallelujah. We love you, oh, God, for having, for having a plan for our lives. We love you for dying for us. We love you for redeeming our souls. We love you for forgiving us of our sins. Oh, Jesus, we love you today. We bless your name today. We love you for giving us dunamis power. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. For giving us the ability to get wealth. We love you, Lord, for healing our bodies. We love you, Lord. We love you. We bless your name. We worship you on today. You are worthy, oh, God. Oh, God. You are worthy, hallelujah, and we magnify your name on today. Lord, have your way on this prayer line. We ask you to move on this prayer line, God, in the name of Jesus. Let it not just be vain words, God, but, Lord, we come praying according to your will. We come praying according to your plan. We thank you, Lord, for Evangelist Robinia Leak, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, oh, God, for her passing the test on today, God. Lord, we thank you for the testimony in her mouth, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for building her up all over again, God. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening her. We thank you, Lord, oh, God, for carrying her, God. Oh, God, through every storm. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for healing her body, healing her mind, healing her soul, oh, God. Even the area in her shoulder, God. We declare her healed, oh, God, from arthritis. We can declare her healed, God, from the pain in her arm. We declare her healed, God. We declare her healed in the name of Jesus. The fire of the Lord, let it touch that arm. Let it touch the shoulder. Let it touch the thigh area. Let it touch underneath the arm, every muscle. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for divine healing on tonight, God. By your stripes, we are healed. You came with healing in your wings, oh, God. So, Lord, we receive healing on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, that healing is the children's bread, God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your hand upon our lives, God. Heal my, heal Evangelist Elizabeth Page.
Yes.
And, oh, God, everybody, anybody on this prayer line that needs healing, God is sending healing on tonight. The Lord is healing you on tonight. He's healing headaches tonight. And God said, I'm healing that backache. Somebody's having problems in their shoulders. And God is healing you. The fire of the Lord is touching you right now. And God is releasing his healing. He's releasing his healing. He is releasing his healing over this line. Right now, receive your healing. Somebody has a pain in the leg. And God is healing you. God says, be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Be healed in the name of Jesus. God is drying up tumors. Ah, oh God. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh, whoa, whoa. My God, he's coming against depression. Ah, my God, God is restoring your joy right now, in the name of Jesus. He's breaking every chain, every shackle is being broken, every feather right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, oh God, hallelujah. That stomach area, that gastrointestinal, my God, irritable bowel, my God, God is regulating. You're going to be able to eat, without regurgitating. You're going to be able to eat without your stomach being upset. God is giving you regulating your intestines, my God, your gastrointestinal system, your digestive system, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for healing on tonight. Oh, God is healing somebody's heart. Somebody had a broken heart. My God, you've been sad. You've been, the devil's trying to get you depressed. God says, I'm restoring your joy in the name of Jesus. You don't have to worry. I see somebody worrying. You've been worrying. You've been worrying. And God is saying, cast your cares on me. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough worries of its own. God says, don't worry about that. That thing. Don't worry about that. You're worrying about a family member. My God. And the Lord is saying, just bring them to me in prayer. I want you to say that we can't hear you, but if that's you, go ahead and call on the name of that family member. And call on the name of that family member. You've been worrying about that person. And God is saying, give them to me in prayer. So God, right now, we give these family members. It's more than one person. You've been worrying about family members. It's a female. I see a female. You've been worrying about a family member, and it's another woman who you're worrying about. Your male. I see you worrying about a man, and you've been concerned about this man, and you've been praying to God and asking God for your family member to heal this person and to save this family member. And God is saying, I hear your prayer. My God, and just like I prayed read the scripture in the beginning of the hour, God says, it is my will that your family members are saved. It is my will that they prosper and be in good health. It is my will. It is not my will that anyone should perish. So God says, as you call on their name tonight, I'm moving on their behalf, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Hallelujah. Oh God, oh God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Oh my God, I see shackles being broken off of the minds of your family members. God is drawing them. He said, don't worry. I'm drawing your family members into my kingdom. I'm bringing them in. I'm bringing them in. Don't worry about them. My God, there's somebody on this line and you've been worried. You've been concerned about your mother and you've been concerned about your mom. And God is saying, I got her. She's in the grip of my mercy. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, for the family members and the mother that individual has been concerned about. Lord, we just thank you for healing right now. Oh, God, right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for your hand that's healing over the lives, Father God, of those. Just go ahead and call on the name of that loved one. Call on the name of that loved one. Call on the name of that child. Call on the name of that spouse. Call on the name of that parent. My God, your mom. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. Even as we call on the name of our loved ones on tonight, oh God, with tears streaming down our face, God says, I see every tear. I see the tears. I see the tears. And I catch every tear and I put it in the bottle. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. I catch every tear and I put it in the bottle. And Lord, we just thank you right now, hallelujah, hallelujah, for catching the tears. God says, I'm drying up every tear. Weeping may endure for a night. But joy comes in the morning in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just praise you on tonight, and we worship you, and we thank you for this time of prayer, God. And we thank you, Lord, for those who are called into the prayer line, God. And we ask, Lord, that you will continue to have your way. Let your will be done, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, and we praise you, God. And even as this prayer continues, God, Lord, we just thank you, God, for freeing the finances. God is freeing the finances. Just get your bills, my God, and just lay hands on that bill and just begin to, even in the spirit realm. And Lord, I believe you for these bills being paid. Hallelujah. I believe you for surplus. Somebody needs to get your checkbook and just lay hands on your checkbook. Go ahead and lay hands on your checkbook. Lord, I declare and decree, hallelujah, that money is being released to me. Hallelujah. You said that riches and prosperity are in my house. Oh, my God, somebody just needs to go ahead and get that checkbook, get that wallet, and pray over your pocketbook. Lord, I declare and decree that money is being released to me, God, that money, and you said riches and wealth are in the house of the righteous. So, Lord, I believe and I receive, hallelujah, money coming into my house to pay these bills, every need being met according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus. And go ahead and hold those bills and give them to God. God, I give these bills to you right now. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that as I do my part, as I go to work, as I look for a job, as I go to school, as I do my entrepreneurial endeavors, Lord, I thank you that everything that I touch, according to Psalms chapter 1, Psalms 1, verses 1 through 3, that everything I touch, as I delight myself in you, delight sitting out in the seat of scorners or in the way of evildoers, as I delight myself in you, meditating and delighting on your word, day and night, I will be like that tree planted by the waters, and everything that I touch, yes, shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the Midas touch. I thank you for the prosperous touch. I thank you that everything I touch is successful. I thank you, Lord, as you told me in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8, that as I let this book of the law not depart from my mouth, as I meditated on it day and night, oh God, the area, oh God, as I delight myself in your word, then I shall make my way prosperous, and I shall have good success. So, Lord, I just thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you have given me the ability to get wealth. God is clear. God is dealing with money issues on tonight. My God, so many people have been experiencing issues with money. And God is saying the dry season has come to an end. My God, this is the season for you to call in everything that God has planned for you, everything that God has stored up for you, the wealth of the wicked. Ha! My God, the wealth of the wicked is truly stored up for the righteous. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. The wealth of the wicked is truly stored up for the righteous. God is releasing funds. Some of you need money to do ministry. Some of you need money, oh God, to pay tuition. Some of you need money for your businesses. And God says, I am releasing the resources that you need. You're not here by chance, my God, hallelujah. Anybody that comes on a regular basis know that God does not deal in the area of money on a regular basis, but God says, I am releasing the monies that my people have been praying for. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are coming out of bondage. You're coming out of financial bondage. You're coming out of Egypt, and you're coming out with abundance. In the name of Jesus, the people came out. The Israelites came out of Israel and out of Egypt, and they came out with abundance. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the people who are coming out of financial bondage and coming out abundance. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we bless your name. And we magnify your name on tonight, God. And, Lord, even as we go forward in prayer, we thank you for those who are simple. Increase. God is speaking. Increase. Oh, God. Hallelujah. You've been in a season of lack, but God is taking you because you've been faithful. Oh, my God. Over a few things. God says, I'm getting ready to put you in charge of much. Hallelujah. Because of your commitment to me, your commitment to my house. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just bless your name and we worship you. We magnify your name even as we go forward with this prayer. Somebody just needs to shout to the Lord. Just go ahead and give God some glory. Hallelujah. Just make a joyful noise right there where you are, right in your living room, in your bedroom. Again, the phones are muted, but God hears you. Now, sometimes when we say make the sacrifice of praise, open your mouth and praise God, it's not for who else can hear you, but it's because God hears you. Give him the fruit of your lips. Give him the sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We magnify your name. Oh, God, we receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Somebody just shout, I receive it. I receive it on tonight. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. To God be all the glory. We are momentarily going to take prayer requests in the name of Jesus. But, Pastor, you are so in the spirit. The living God is on this line tonight. And I thank God, even as you read that scripture coming from 1 John, the things that we ask, we have confidence that God hears our prayers.
Yes.
People of God, we had a powerful testimony in our church on Sunday.
Yes.
Kevin Carlo Jr., he's Sister Carmen's grandson, and he gave a powerful testimony. This is a young man, a college student, and he was working a security job. And he said, Pastor, you gave me a prophetic word weeks ago or months ago. And since then, I have been praying.
Yes.
Hear it, people, God. Hear what the young man said. He had a prophetic word that in 21 days, God was going to manifest and demonstrate a move of God that he prayed for specifically. God would show this young man, according to his specific prayers, how God honors our prayers. And he said, I prayed because you said God is going to do something magnificent.
Yes.
And even after the 21 days expired, he said, Church Pastor, I kept praying.
Mm.
And shortly after that, I got a job interview, and I got hired. Glory be to God. Not only did they hire me, they hired me as a top pay salary for a part-timer. And then he said, that's not the end of the testimony. Glory be to God.
Glory.
I'm talking about the power of prayer tonight, church. He said, they're flying me, all expenses paid, to train in the state of Texas, everything paid for. And they're going to, glory be to God, train me thoroughly so that I can do an adequate job. And he just went almost overnight, glory be to God, like you said, from Egypt, glory be to God, to the palace. So I thank God, even as our young people are praying, as our young people are believing God, as everyone on this line who come on these Tuesday nights, knowing that God honors our prayers, he says, pray for one another that you might be healed. He says, pray without ceasing. Men ought always to pray. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves, and that's what we do every week. We come before God humbly. We come before God not arrogant or puffed up, but we know God can help us in the name of Jesus. And the Bible finally says, where two or more are gathered in his name, as we touch and agree on tonight, we are believing God for you. We are standing with you. We are interceding with you. We are prayer warriors, believing God that he can do the impossible. I said, with man, it might be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And you heard Pastor Rebecca tonight, every sickness has already been dealt with. Every disease has already been removed. Every ounce of poverty and debt, glory be to God, God is going to radically eradicate, glory be to God, our debt in the name of Jesus. Supernatural financial release over our lives on tonight. So as we continue to pray and you call in with your prayer request later, we believe, glory be to God, through evidence of just like Kevin Kahlo gave a testimony, through evidence, God has given us praise report of the power of prayer on tonight.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we believe you.
Yes.
And we walk by faith and not
yes.
by sight. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Your word says we are more than conquerors
yes.
through Christ who strengthens us. Your word says we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us.
Yes, God.
Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over every life tonight,
yes.
over every person on this prayer line. Lord, you know what they stand in the need of.
Yes.
Lord, you know, glory be to God, what the supplications
yes.
and the petitions and the prayer requests are.
Yes.
You said, cry out to you, and you will answer.
Yes,
you
God.
Said, ask. And it will be given to you. You said, seek, and we will find.
Yes.
You said, knock, glory be to God, and the door will be open.
Yes.
God, somebody needs a job on tonight. And we're believing, God, for favor with the human resource department,
yes.
for favor in the marketplace,
yes.
for favor down at the bank, Lord. In the name of Jesus, for favor, Lord, as they launch their own personal businesses and become entrepreneurs, we believe, God, for favor tonight, for those who need clients and those who need customers and those who need business partners. In the name of Jesus, I has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man, what you are going to do for those who love you. And, Lord, I pray over your people tonight that all things are working together for the good
yes.
of those who love you
yes.
and those who have been called according to your purpose.
Yes,
so right now, Lord, bless every marriage on this prayer line. Bless every single parent on this prayer line. Bless every single person on this prayer line. Bless every elderly or senior citizen on this prayer line. Bless the young people, Lord, on this prayer line, the young adults, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
our college students, Lord, those who are working in the marketplace,
yes,
those who are in the military,
yes,
are part of law enforcement, are part of the educational system, part of the medical field. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless, glory be to God, the clergy,
yes,
your pastors, the fivefold ministry. In the name of Jesus, we pray for every church that's opened in your name. You said the gates of hell will come against your church, but the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And I pray over your people tonight that no weapon formed against them will be able to prosper. Rosh Hashanah. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we bind up every spirit off of your people. We bind up every plan of the enemy. We bind up every act of witchcraft and sorcery. We bind up every act of evil in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, right now, loose your prosperity over your people.
Yes,
loose your blessings over your people.
Yes,
you are not a man that you should lie,
yes,
nor a man that you shall repent. Have you not said it, and shall it not be done? We thank you, God, for John 3:16,
yes,
that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son,
yes,
that whomever shall believe in him shall never perish but have everlasting life. Oh, Lord, we need you. We need your word on tonight.
Yes.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, glory be to God, that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So, Lord, we need your word today.
You.
We need your word to cleanse us. We need your word to correct us. We need your word to help us. In the name of Jesus. You said your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish that which you sent it to do. And I speak your word over your people tonight. Let the sick be healed on tonight. Let the poor be made rich on tonight.
Yes.
Let those who are worried, those who are stressed out, be at peace on tonight.
Yes, God.
I felt the Holy Ghost even when I said it. I speak peace and prosperity over every life tonight. I speak a greater power, a greater anointing, a greater authority over every life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give them an increase in their faith right now. Increase the faith of the people on tonight. Caller, we see that hand in the name of Jesus. And we're about to take prayer requests because the devil's on the run, and we are going to put him under our feet tonight. Oh, glory be to God. We're going to put him under our feet tonight. Area code 678. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, and God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. I like to say, this is Maria, and I like to say, I was wondering if you could say a prayer for me. I'm having a lot of back pains, and God knows I need to feel a lot better, and I know that he will heal me, and I just want a little prayer from you guys. And another prayer for my finances, and that's about it. God be all the glory.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Maria. God bless you. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just praise your name. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for Sister Maria on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, even as she's on the prayer line, God. And we just thank you, Lord, for, Father God, personal prayer, Father God, for her back, oh God. Father God, that back pain, Father God, right now, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you will heal her of that back pain. We know, Father God, that healing, Father God, is your will, oh God. And we pray according to your will that every pain be removed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, right now for sending your fire, Father God, to touch her in the area of her back, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for identifying and pinpointing the pain. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for beginning to break up, Father God, everything, Father God, that is there that is not supposed to be there, God, breaking up everything that is causing her pain. So, Lord, we just thank you right now, Father God, even now, Father God, hallelujah, that the pain is subsiding, oh God, even in that back area, hallelujah. Lord, whatever, Father God, the injury was, God, we thank you, Lord, for divine reparation, God, even now, supernaturally, God, that you will restore. Restore, Father God, every ligament, every muscle,
every
God,
every nerve,
every bone, Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you are able, God, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. You are able to restore everything that the cankerworm stole, everything, Father God, that's been discombobulated or thrown off, oh God. So right now we pray for healing in that back area right now in the name of Jesus. And we send your fire to that area. We send fire to that back right now. We send fire through the power of your healing to that back right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 We just thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord. We praise you. I don't know. I'm going to be obedient. How's your back feeling now?
It's feeling, I've been in a lot of pain all day today. I'm really feeling really bad right now.
Amen. So. Hallelujah. You feeling pain right now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Even as she's still feeling pain, God, hallelujah, that right now, Father God, that you would continue, Father God, to minister to that back area, God. Oh, God, just send the heat of your fire, the heat of your Holy Ghost to her back, Lord, and just begin to heal that back area. She's been in pain all day, Lord, and we just thank you for alleviating the pain, God. We thank you, Lord, even as she lays down to rest tonight, God, that you will continue, Father God, to minister to that area, oh God, and continue to remove the pain from her back, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for her finances right now, God. Ah, oh God, that you will, Father God, release, Father God, everything that she needs in the area of finances for her business, for her household, God. Lord, send the clients, and God, send them to pay off the invoices, oh God. Hallelujah. send in the money, God, that they need, even, Father God, to the overhead, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for working a mighty work in her business, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for alleviating the stress, hallelujah, in her life, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for removing all stress, taking away that stress, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God says, do not worry, do not be concerned about what tomorrow is going to bring, hallelujah, hallelujah, alleviating the stress. Oh, my God, I see you trusting God and believing God for a lot of things, but I can see you picking things up and just trying to carry them, and God is just saying to you to cast your cares again, just continually. See, when he tells us to cast our cares on him, it's because he knows that there are times when we feel like we will begin to carry the burden again, and God is just saying today, afresh and anew, cast your cares on him. Just give it to him. It's too much for you to handle. Hallelujah. It's just too heavy for you, and the Lord is just saying, release it to him. Release it back to him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for even alleviating the stress in her life, that she's casting her cares on you. Roll it over on the Lord. Roll it over. That she's rolling it over. Everything, the money, the health issues, oh God, everything that's pertaining to her, God, even those unspoken things, God says, I got it. Even the unspoken things, God says, I got it. He's God's getting ready to show up as a real gentleman in your life, and he just wants you to just continue. When you think about it, just pray and say, Lord, I trust you and I give it to you. I continually give it to you, because God's getting ready to move in the middle of your situation. He wants us to know that his timing is not our timing, and just to continue to wait on him. Hallelujah. And God's going to certainly show up and prove himself mighty in your life. So, Lord, we just thank you for Sister Maria. Oh, God, and what you're doing in her life. My God, hallelujah. My God, I just see a burden lifting off of you. I don't know if you're feeling lighter, but I just feel like you're feeling like there's a burden being lifted. God is lifting the burden. Hallelujah. Supernaturally, he's lifting the burden. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for lifting the burden, God. And even tonight, as she sleeps, God, we thank you for doing surgery on that back, and that she'll wake up tomorrow, and there will be no pain in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 My God. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. You keep praising him because you are praying with him. Well, God is going to do everything that he told you he was going to do, and we just thank
him.
Amen. And you continue to believe. I'm just hearing God say, just keep believing me. You're a woman of faith, and you are praise, you're a worshiper. And he's going to bless you just because of your faith and because of your worship towards him. Sure. So you just keep believing God. He's not going to forsake you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you both, and I love you. Have a good night.
We love you. We love you too. You have a good night. Amen. We're looking forward to hearing
you. I'm sure I will. After that prayer, I will.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Area code 908. Just hold on and hang in there. We're going to take that call. But Pastor, that's amazing that God put it in my spirit.
Yes.
That like sometimes when we have a headache, you know, sometimes I rush right to the aspirin if I have a headache. But you're one of those ones that say, I'm just going to wait and let it take its natural course. And all of a sudden, you don't complain about that headache anymore, but it's gone.
Yes.
And even as you said, you know, while she sleeps and as we go off the air tonight, I just saw release. And that's why you touched your back area. People, God, we just want you to understand the power of healing.
Yes.
Pastor felt a little something in her back area, and we know that God was doing something in Maria's back area.
Yes.
And that's how prayer works.
Jesus.
God is doing something supernaturally.
Mm.
And you'll see a different sensation in your body as you continue to pray and believe God. And that's why it's according to our faith.
Yes.
It's your faith agreeing with our faith. And we're going up to glory together.
Yes.
And I believe, as you said, we're going to hear a testimony of that back pain being gone.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh,
area code 908. God bless you. Area code 908. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. I'm Lori's niece. This is my second week being on the prayer line, and my name is Shafiqua. I'm calling today for prayer for my two-year-old son. He's recently been diagnosed with asthma. Recently we spent about a night or two in the hospital. He couldn't breathe. You know, we all was panicking. I just pray and ask you guys to pray with me to ask God to take it away from him, the asthma. And I'm also calling for prayer for myself on tonight. I work at the hospital in Newark, and my supervisors, they've been harassing me lately, threatening to take my job away from me. And I just ask you guys to pray that, you know, God allow me to keep my job. I'm very unhappy at this job. I'm very stressed. I'm very unhappy, and it's overwhelming. I'm depressed going to work. In the midst of it, I'm looking for another job because I don't even want to be here anymore. So I'm just asking for prayer tonight. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Shafiqua.
Shafiqua, yes. Right?
Amen, Shafiqua.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you, young. You know, it's amazing that you talked about that job because, God, as you were asking for prayer for your son, God was showing me that he's going to do something for you, my God. And then you came and followed up to ask for prayer for yourself. And so God's going to move specifically on your behalf. There are some things that he's going to do for you. And I just doors opening. I see doors beginning to open. Like you said, you're looking for another job, and God is saying as you move forward in faith, hallelujah, he's going to meet you because it took a leap of faith for you to even call into the prayer line on tonight, and God wants you to know that he's already stepped into your tomorrow and begin to orchestrate things, hallelujah, for you. There's a shifting taking place in your life, hallelujah. There's a shifting. I just sense a shifting. It seems like a shaking to you because it seems like your whole world is being turned upside down. But God says, I control. It's a shifting. He says everything that can be shaken will be shaken. But in the end, you're going to come out standing, and you're going to come out standing strong. Hallelujah. God's doing something for you. He's doing something specifically for you during this season, even with your son having to go to the hospital. It's just a test. I just hear God saying it's just a test. He's going to, I see the Lord. I see the Lord elevating you. I see him elevating you. I see him just, it's like you're being raised up. It's like almost like going up on an escalator, and you're not putting forth any effort, but God is moving you. He's moving you. And, oh my God. I also see people moving out of your life, and it's almost like you want them to go, but you want them to stay. I don't know who that is, but there's been some struggling in that area right there. And God is just saying, go ahead and release. He wants you to release them. He said, if you trust him, he will show you clarity, because you've been asking God for clarity in that relationship. And God says as you release them, he's going to show you clarity in that relationship. He's going to show you the real deal. That's as clear as I hear God saying, I'm going to show you what's really real as far as that particular relationship is concerned. So, Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for this young woman. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. We lift up her son to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank, and my God, God already told me, your son is not going to grow up with asthma. Hallelujah. Your son is going to, it's a phase, it's something he's going through right now, but that's going to be removed from his body. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In this child's body, this 2-year-old child's body, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for total healing in his body, God. We thank you, Lord, right now, God. Even Father God, you show me that he won't have to grow up with asthma, Lord, but we're asking for a supernatural touch on tonight, God. Father God, that you will touch his body right now, Father God, and remove the asthma, regulate his breathing, Lord, hallelujah, regulate his breathing, his lungs, God, touch his lungs right now, God, in the name of Jesus, open up the air channels, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we declare supernatural health over his body. You said, suffer not the little children to come unto me, God, so Lord, we give this baby to you. This is a precious little one, God, and Lord, we know sickness is not your plan for his life, so Lord, we pray according to your will that he be healed in the name of Jesus. Even as his mother continues to give him the treatments, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that there will be a doctor's visit and he won't have to take treatments any longer, God, in the name of Jesus. So we come against asthma attacks. We bind up asthma attacks right now, and we loose healing over this young baby's life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for her mother. Oh my God. Lord, we just thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For Shafiqua when she goes to work, God. We thank you, Lord, for peace in the environment, God. We thank you for peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh God, we declare and decree that no weapon formed against her can prosper. Hallelujah. My God. My God, I just see you in a place of pressing as you're being pressed and pressed and pressed. And God is saying, I will not put any more on you than you can handle. You're coming out of this, and you're coming out victorious, and God's going to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies, and God's saying he won't let this, it won't harm you. The weapon has been formed, but it will not prevail. Hallelujah. And then, hallelujah, we thank you for preserving her job. Hallelujah. As long as she needs to be there, God, we just thank you, Lord, for your hands upon her job. Oh, God, we thank you for the income and the monies that she needs, oh, Lord, to pay her bills and to care for a child, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I just see God embracing you. And it's like he's drawing you closer to him. And, you know, it's like he has his arms around you. You know, the Lord is just saying to you today, I have you covered under my wing. You know, you're a fighter. You're a strong woman, and you've been, you know, pretty much holding down your own, you know. And God wants you to know you're not alone. You know, he wants you to know that, you know, it's going to get easier. It's going to get easier for you. Yeah. You know, you've been in a battle, but God is allowing this to draw you closer because he desires to be closer to you. He desires for you to be closer. He wants you to just be so tight with him. And I just see God drawing you closer. Amen. Hallelujah. And God's going to turn your mourning to laughter. He's turning your tears into joy. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I speak joy to this young woman's life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak praise, Father God, into her life, God, that they will look at her in church and look at her, oh, my God, and wonder why she's praising you, why she's praising you. Hallelujah. And I just see God doing something in your church life. I don't know what's going on with your church life, but I just see you praising God in the sanctuary. I don't know what's going on in there, but there's been some struggles in that area, and I just see God just releasing you to praise. I see it shifting, but he's taking you to a new place of praise. I'm just going to it out there like he's knowing me. Hallelujah. 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 He's restoring your joy. Lord, I just thank you for this young woman and what you're doing in her life. So, Lord, we break every chain right now in the name of Jesus off of her life. We come against every stronghold. We come against every enemy, God, and we declare right now total victory in Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Wow. Wow, you are so precious to him, and he has such a great plan for your life. So I'm looking forward to just hearing the testimony. The new doors are opening. Go ahead and keep putting in those applications, and that God is going to move you. He's going to shift you, and he's going to shift your applications to the top, and doors are opening that no man can close. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, young lady. Continue to listen. As she said tonight, area code 919, we see that hand. But as she said tonight, it's my second week calling in.
Yes.
And that young lady believed in prayer. And as
yes.
Pastor prayed over your life, we believe that God will give you the job security
Jesus.
Until another door opens, Woo. That God is already working on that respiratory area of your son's
my
chest
God.
Area
Jesus.
Where the breathing is going to flow. He's going to inhale and exhale.
Oh,
glory
God.
Be to God with ease. His breathing, Pastor prayed that thing is going to be normal, and he is going to grow up without that diagnosis being part of his life.
My
so
God.
We are touching
Amen.
And agreeing with that. Area code 919, area code 919, God bless you.
God bless you. My name is Prophetess Sharita Berry, and I'm just requesting prayer for me and my children on tonight.
Amen. God bless you, prophetess.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we thank
God.
You for this woman of God.
Thank
Lord,
Jesus.
Prophetess Sharita Berry, we thank you, Lord, for her life on tonight.
Yes,
in
God.
The name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father God, before she was in her mother's womb, you knew her and you called her in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we lift her up to you right now and we say, Lord, have your way. Thank you that your grace is sufficient. Glory be to God for her life right now. You are a merciful God. You are a compassionate God. You are a considerate, caring God. And we give her to you right now in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, bless her. Bless her indeed. Enlarge her territory. And, Lord, let your blessings overflow and overtake her. In the name of Jesus, we give this lady to you and her family, Lord. Glory be to God. Bless this family, Father. Thank you in the name of Jesus for this family. And we thank you that no weapon that's formed against them will be able to prosper. Thank you for the love that they have for each other. Thank you for the unity of this family. Thank you for the wellness, Lord, that every need will be met according to your riches in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, we speak favor over this family. We speak
Hallelujah.
Blessings over this family. We speak prosperity over this family. We speak abundance over this family. We declare increase over this family. So, Lord, you see, glory be to God, every concern. And Father God, before she even prays, you say you know the thoughts and the needs. Before she even opens her mouth and acts. So we believe that every need is met in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, thank you for your word that will not come back void over her life. Thank you for the prophetic word that's been prophesied over her life. Thank you for breakthrough.
Oh,
I feel that. Thank you for breakthrough on tonight in the name of Jesus. It's been like a wall, a barrier. The warfare has been intense. The warfare has been out of control. The word says we fight not against principalities, but against wickedness. We not fight against not flesh and blood, but against wickedness in high places. It's been a spiritual battle. But God says the battle is not yours. It belongs to me. Hold your peace. Continue to pray and watch God defeat every enemy. In the name of Jesus. Watch God deal with every hater, every adversary, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we give her to you, and we leave her in the center of your will on tonight. We speak peace to this lady. Oh, glory be to God. We speak peace to her life. We speak peace to her life right now. In the name of Jesus, peace be still. God says, don't look at the wind. Don't look at the waves. Praise him in the middle of it. This storm too shall pass. And we thank God.
Wow.
We thank God.
Wow.
That it's already done according to his will in heaven.
My God.
It's already been established on earth. And God's blessing is on your life.
Yes, yes.
He has not changed his mind about you.
God.
And God has already done what he needs to do. And God says, receive it by faith on tonight. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And that is so powerful, Pastor. They said the storm is over. Prophetess Sharita Berry, as soon as Pastor Pastor Prophet Anthony started praying for you, hallelujah, I got a warm sensation, and it became very bright like the sun rising. It was like the sun was coming up over you, and the sun has risen. You know, that's what God wants to remind you on today, that the sun is risen and your victory is in Jesus. I'm hearing God saying, don't give up. As he was praying, I just heard God say, don't give up. Don't you dare quit. I saw you in the room sitting with your head down, and your head was in your head, and you were praying and just really, like, wondering, pondering, like, God, how much farther am I supposed to go with this? Who can I trust? I feel like I'm so alone. And the God is saying, come out of the cave, woman of God, because there's still yet a remnant that has not bowed down to Baal. Hallelujah. He's saying, come out of the cave. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. So they're trying to, it's like you've been pushed into a corner almost. I don't even know what's going on, but almost like you've been pushed up to the corner with your back up against the wall. Hallelujah. And you are one that has turned your face to the wall and determined that you're going to continue to cry out to the Most High God. Hallelujah. And God has heard your prayers. Hallelujah. And Pastor Anthony, I concur with that word, that God has not changed his mind about what he said about this woman of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They are still killing prophets, but the Lord said, you shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I speak spiritual life. I speak life to your spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I speak strength to your spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. God is renewing your strength. You shall mount up with wings as eagles. Hallelujah. He's giving you, setting you on high places and high feet. Hallelujah. And for every person that's trying to drag you down and tear you down, hallelujah, God said they're going to have to deal with him, because their warfare, they're fighting against the Most High. The battle is not yours, huh? Oh, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And God says, your children, God says, oh, my God, your children, oh, God has your children. Your seed is blessed. Your seed is blessed. My God, your seed is blessed. My God, hallelujah. The devil couldn't get you, so he tries to, he's been trying to come against your children. There's been warfare in the area with your kids. And God is saying, your seed is blessed. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord, I thank you for these children. I put a hedge of protection around them right now. In the name of Jesus, I come against any ungodly influences. We bind up anything that's not of you. Oh God, we declare and decree that the seed of this woman of God is blessed, and that no weapon formed against her through them shall prosper. Lord, we just thank you right now for your hedge of protection around them, oh God. Hallelujah, that no harm will befall them, God, that they will grow up, Father God, and they will, Father God, serve you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that nothing cannot be plucked out of your hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bind up the spirit of the prodigal, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for your hand upon the life of this woman of God, for your hand upon the lives of her children. We destroy every yoke right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare, oh God, victory for this whole family in Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We bless your name. We worship you, and we magnify you, and keep praising God. Hallelujah. Your work is not done. Hallelujah. And the weapon that's been formed shall not prevail. It shall not prevail. It shall not prevail.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.